Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
I was telling you guys that my buddy Mike is moving. They redid this house, and they wanted to get rid of some of their furniture, including their bed that him and his wife have shared for I don't know how long in their master bedroom. And some dude came over and got into their bed and tried it out and didn't buy the bed.
But he laid in it and pretended to sleep.
So my buddy Mike had to lay where this guy was laying. It's great when you're selling stuff and people are coming to your house. It's just, it can get weird. He comes on the air at 10 o'clock on Camel Country 107.9. Jared, you had an incident?
Yeah. A few years ago, when my wife and I were moving from Texas to Colorado, we actually had a similar story to you, Chad, where we were selling our washer and dryer.
Yeah.
And because the place we were moving to in Colorado, it came with a washer and dryer. So we weren't going to move it. So we were selling a lot of stuff on Craigslist. We unhooked the washer and dryer. We moved down to the garage. The lady showed up to buy them. She knocked on the door, and she showed up with a load of laundry.
You are kidding me.
So she wanted to try out the washer and dryer, and it was like no, we had to unplug this. She was visibly frustrated with us that we had already unplugged everything. She wanted to try it out. But here's the thing is, I think she was just trying to get a free load of laundry and not have to go to the laundromat because she showed up by herself in like a two-door Honda Civic. Even if you did want to buy it, how are you taking this home with you and I'm not putting it in your trunk? And it was really awkward, and she left angry.
You got to give her credit for the creativity.
Yeah, but all that to save like $2.50, seriously?
So then she did not buy the washer and dryer.
She did not buy the washer. She left very disappointed and with a basket full of dirty clothes.
Wow. She took her quarters and left.
Thanks for the call, Jared. We'll see you. Are you on the way to the studio right now?
Yeah, I'm heading in now. I'm dealing with a lot of traffic you guys are talking about.
All right, buddy. Drive careful. Right. We'll see you in a bit. In Phoenix, this is Micah. You had a situation?
Yes. I one time on OfferUp, I posted a prom dress that my daughter had. And a gentleman contacted me and wasn't inquiring about the dress at all. He was inquiring about trying to buy used underwear.
Oh, from your daughter?
Well, it was on my OfferUp, so I don't know if he was asking for mine or what he was asking for. But, yeah, that's what he was asking for. He was asking if he could buy used underwear.
Did you sell him some of your underwear?
No, I was creeped out and...
Yeah, I think you may want to call the police. I don't know. Is that breaking the law if somebody asks to buy your used underwear?
No, I would say, well, I don't know. How much are you willing to pay?
Maria's game. She's like, let's go.
I mean, I can always use a little extra money.
Right?
What is going on? Hey, thank you for the call, Micah. I don't know.
You're welcome. Have a great morning.
Thanks for taking us to this place. You too. Hi, good morning. It's a Maria and Chad show. Who's this?
This is Crystal from Santan.
Hey, what do you want to say, Crystal?
So my husband we moved here from Colorado, and we sold this 50-gallon fish tank, and no fish came in it because the fish died, and we didn't really want to move this whole thing. So we emptied it out. My husband had sold it to some guy on Craigslist. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock. So everything was ready right next to the door. The guy comes into the house. He goes, yeah, could you fill that back up and prove that the filters and everything don't leak and it works properly?
Oh, no.
The guy was in our house for 2 hours so we could fill this stupid tank back up and then drain it so he could take it.
He did actually buy it, though, right?
He did buy it. But, yeah, filling up 50 gallons and then emptying 50 gallons, that was fun.
What a pain in the butt.
Yeah. There was nothing in our house. It was like this fish tank was sitting in the middle of a living room because everything else was packed. And we're just standing there around a fish tank waiting for this guy to be like, okay, see, there's no leaks. Could you take the tank?
I'd be like, I'll fill up the fish tank if you pay my water bill for this month.
Yeah, we were annoyed. We were just like, really? So yeah, 2 hours. We had to wait.
Crystal, thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You said you're kind of weirded out by selling stuff, producer JP?
Yeah, I did it one time, and my wife wanted to buy a big world map to put on the wall.
Yeah. Are you going to mark all the places that you went type of thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we get there, and the guy's kind of running security for the wife, and I'm running security for my wife, so we're kind of sniffing each other out, going, all right, you want to buy this map or what? Yeah, is it good? All right, you guys seem like good people. And I'm glad that there wasn't, like, any weapons on the guy, but I was starting to think that he was packing, you know what I mean? Like...
Just kind of a sketchy person, huh?
I'm like, it's a map. What do you need to carry a piece for a map for?
Honestly, like, I've done it quite a bit, unloading stuff that we don't need anymore, downsizing, that sort of thing. And I'm surprised that I haven't had more awkward situations. Most people are pretty good. You know, I try to meet. I usually don't have people come to my house. I'll meet them at a parking lot or something like that.
We sold a bunch of our Wii games.
Nintendo Wii, yeah.
Nintendo Wii stuff.
You're saying weed. We sold a bunch of our weed.
No, we keep that.
That's a different kind of Craigslist you're talking about there.
But this mom came over with her two kids, and she was going to buy this whole lot we had of, you know, like, 20 games or 30 games, whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
And while I'm talking to her, and my husband and I are talking to her, the kids are literally running around my house.
There's a lot of stories out there, I'm sure, nightmare stories of selling stuff online. If you want to share yours, our telephone number, 602-260-1079.
Hey, good morning. We're Maria and Chad, Camel Country 1079.
Is this Mark in Phoenix?
Yeah.
What's the snafu you had on Craigslist?
I ended up buying a Fire Stick, one of the media players.
Okay.
And the guy kept, like, hitting on me, trying to invite me inside to have a beer and make sure it worked and everything. I was like, no, I'll just go ahead and pay you the $20 and take it.
Was the beer cold when you went inside to have the beer with him?
No, I did not.
That's awesome. Mark, thank you for your call.
All right, take care.